This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right. Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. Today, we are going super in-depth on you, the fabulous Engaged AF podcast host. We've got a whole bunch of tips and strategies for boosting your photography business, especially for those awesome couples getting hitched.
Oh, yeah. We're looking at advice from ShootThere.it, Joy Michelle Photography, and we're even taking a peek at how APOC Company structures their brand.
So for this deep dive, we're on a mission to dig up those golden nuggets, those insights that'll help you attract even more of those bold, modern couples who are all about ditching the stucky traditions and really making their wedding day scream them, you know, those engaged AF couples.
Exactly. And one thing that popped up in a bunch of the sources was specialization, having a really well-defined brand identity.
Yeah, break that down for me a little. How does specialization work in the world of wedding photography?
Well, it's kind of like, think about a boutique versus like a big department store. If you want a unique curated experience, you hit up the boutique, right?
Right.
Epoch Company is a great example of this. They've got Epoch Moment, and that's specifically for weddings and engagements, totally separate from their other photography brands. It's like they're saying, hey, we are the experts in capturing your love story.
So instead of being a jack of all trades, you become like the go-to guru for a specific kind of couple.
Exactly.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
Especially for the engaged AF audience who are all about finding vendors who really get their vibe.
Exactly. It's all about attracting those couples who really resonate with your unique style and approach to photography. And here's where things get interesting. Even when you've got that laser focus on a niche, there are still so many ways to diversify your income streams.
Ooh, multiple streams of income. Tell me more. Our engaged AF host is trying to build a thriving business.
Oh, absolutely. And the sources were jam-packed with ideas. Portrait sessions, event photography, teaching workshops, even adding videography to your offerings.
Let's break those down. Portrait sessions. Okay, got it. You've already got these gorgeous couples, so why not expand to families, seniors, even those super sassy boudoir shoots?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And then there's event photography. You've got corporate events, birthday parties, even those bachelorette weekends.
Ooh, that could
use some professional documentation.
And if you're already rocking the wedding scene, those skills easily transfer to other types of events, right?
Absolutely.
Keeps things fresh and exciting, too.
Totally. And then we have the online world. You could sell stock photos, offer online courses for other photographers who want to learn from you. You could even create and sell those trendy Lightroom presets.
Oh, the presets.
Yeah, everybody's obsessed with those.
That's smart. Package your expertise and as passive income.
Exactly.
And what about selling fine art prints, like beyond the wedding album, you're an artist?
Absolutely. It lets you showcase that artistic vision and tap into a whole new market, art collectors.
So we've got options. But with the engaged AF audience, it's not just about making money. It's got to align with their brand, their values.
For sure. You know, they're all about breaking the mold. So maybe offering photography workshops specifically for like unconventional couples or creating a course on how to plan a wedding that's uniquely you, something like that could be a big hit.
Yes. Meeting their needs and desires in a way that's totally authentic and, dare I say, a little rebellious.
A little bit, yeah.
Speaking of authentic, one source really hammered home the importance of the client experience.
Oh, for sure. Joy Michelle Photography had this amazing framework for creating a client experience that goes way beyond just taking pictures. It's about building those relationships, making those couples feel like rock stars.
Okay, let's break it down. What are the magic steps?
They call it the Attract, Engage, Nurture, Invite, Delight framework.
Oh, a good framework.
You start by attracting the right clients.
Right. Then you engage with them on social media through your consultations.
Engagement, that's key EY for the engaged AF crowd.
Yeah.
They're all about real conversations, you know, genuine connections. Yes, absolutely. And then you nurture the relationship by giving them valuable content, offering little sneak peeks, making them feel like they're a part of the whole process. And then you invite them to take that next step. Maybe it's booking a shoot. And then you absolutely delight them with your service and the final product.
It's not just about taking those pretty pictures. It's creating a whole vibe. A feeling that makes those couples feel like they are seen and understood.
Exactly. It's about making them feel like they're the only couple in the world, even if you're shooting like 10 weddings a month.
All right, so client experience is huge. What about building those all-important vendor relationships? Our Engaged AF host is all about community, collaboration.
Right. Shoot Dode Edit had some great tips for that. They emphasized the importance of those face-to-face meetings, being selective with your time, and even promoting other vendors on your blog.
Love that. It's about building a tribe of incredible wedding professionals who can refer clients to each other, create those like dream team experiences for couples. So it ties in perfectly with that engaged AF spirit of community and collaboration. They're all about supporting each other, lifting each other up. Okay, so we've got specialization, diversification, client experience, vendor relationships, a lot to juggle.
It is.
But what about the basics? Like Shoot Dode Edit also mentioned consistent blogging and social media, right?
Yes, they did. And I know it might seem a little old school in the age of TikTok and Instagram reels, but blogging is still a really powerful way to show off your work, share your expertise, and attract those perfect clients.
Yeah. I mean, it's a chance to dive deeper than a quick Instagram caption. You
Exactly.
can really connect with couples on a more personal level.
Absolutely.
And of course, social media is still queen bee for reaching those new audiences.
Oh, for sure. Consistent posting, engaging with your followers, using the right hashtags, all that stuff is still essential for getting your name out there and building that online presence.
And for our engaged AF host,
Ugh.
who is already killing it on social media, it's about using those platforms to really connect with their ideal clients and show off their unique brand of like sass and expertise.
Oh, yeah. It's about being authentic, being yourself, and letting your personality shine through.
Speaking of things that are like changing the game,
Yeah.
AI. We got to talk about
Oh,
it.
we do.
It's everywhere these days, even in photography. One of the sources mentioned AI editing. And honestly, I'm a little intrigued, maybe a tiny bit scared.
It's definitely causing a stir.
Yeah.
What's fascinating is the potential impact it could have on everything, like literally from your workflow to your creativity.
Okay, hit me with the truth. Is AI going to steal our jobs? Or is it a tool that we can use to like level up our game?
That is the million-dollar question, and it's something that we are going to explore in more depth.
Don't you dare say after the break.
Oh, no. No breaks. We're diving deep, remember? Let's just keep this AI conversation rolling. So, AI in photography, it's kind of like that new gadget you're dying to try, but you're not sure if it's going to like revolutionize your life or just end up gathering dust in a drawer.
Right. And for our engaged AF host, who is all about human connection and those raw, authentic moments, it feels even more complex. How do you balance that allure of AI with a brand that's built on, being real, keeping it real?
That's where it gets interesting. The sources we looked at didn't specifically address that angle, but they did give us some clues about AI's potential in photography.
Okay, spill the tea. What kind of clues are we talking about?
Well, think of it this way. AI can be an amazing tool for automating those super tedious tasks that suck up all your time and energy. Like imagine AI handling like basic edits, color correction, even culling through thousands of wedding photos.
So instead of being chained to your computer screen, you're free to focus on the creative stuff, the stuff that really lights you up.
Exactly. You get to spend more time crafting those stunning images, connecting with your clients, building your business. It's all about working smarter, not harder.
Okay, I'm starting to see the appeal. But what about the creative side of things?
Right.
Can AI actually help photographers be more artistic? Or is it just a fancy tool for efficiency?
That's where things get really exciting. Some AI tools can actually enhance your creativity. Think about those stylized filters you see on Instagram, but on a much more sophisticated level. AI can analyze your photos and suggest edits that like enhance the mood, the composition, even the overall storytelling.
So instead of replacing the artist, it's almost like having a superpowered assistant who can help you push your creative boundaries.
Exactly. It's like having a digital brainstorming partner. You know someone to offer fresh perspectives and help you see your work in a new light.
Okay, that is starting to sound a lot less scary and more like actually
Like,
intriguing.
yeah.
But let's get real for a sec. What are the downsides? Is there a risk of photographers becoming too reliant on AI, losing that like special touch that makes their work unique?
It's a totally valid concern, and it's something photographers will need to think about carefully. The key is to use AI as a tool, not a crutch. Understanding what it can and can't do, and remembering that it can't replicate the human eye, that emotional connection. You know, that intuition that goes into creating truly captivating images.
So it's about striking that balance, using AI to boost your skills, free up your time, but never letting it overshadow your own creative vision.
Precisely. It's about embracing the potential of AI, but staying true to your artistic integrity. And I think that's especially important for someone like the Engaged AF podcast host, who's all about that authentic personal touch.
Now, earlier you said the sources didn't really address how AI could be used to enhance the Engaged AF brand. But after hearing all of this, I'm starting to have some ideas.
Ooh, I love where this is going.
So picture this. Our Engaged AF host, who's known for their like bold, unconventional style, starts incorporating AI into their client experience, but in a way that's totally unexpected and totally them.
Okay, I'm listening.
What if they used AI to create those super trendy, stylized video montages that are all over social media these days? But instead of just using generic templates, they create custom ones that perfectly capture the couple's personality, their love story.
That's amazing. It's like taking those cookie-cutter wedding videos and injecting them with a dose of that Engaged AF magic.
Right. It's personal, it's creative, and it's totally on brand.
Totally.
Or what about using AI to generate those cool artistic visuals that could be projected onto the walls at the reception? It'd be like transforming the whole space into like a living, breathing artwork that reflects the couple's unique style.
Oh, that's a great idea. It's like taking the photo booth to a whole new level of like sophistication and personalization.
And it doesn't have to stop with visuals either. What if they use AI to create personalized music playlists for each couple based on their tastes, the mood they want to create for their wedding day?
Okay, you're just showing off now. But that's a seriously awesome idea. It's all about using AI to elevate the whole wedding experience, from the smallest details to the biggest moments.
And that's where the real magic of AI is, I think. It's not about replacing that human element. It's about amplifying it, creating something that's innovative and deeply personal at the same time.
Absolutely. It's using technology to enhance the human experience, not to overshadow it. And for someone like the Engaged AF host, who's all about pushing those boundaries and redefining what a wedding can be, the possibilities are honestly endless.
Okay, so we've established that AI can be a friend, not a foe, in the wedding photography world. But let's not forget about the fundamentals of building a successful business. We talked earlier about how important those vendor relationships are. Why is that so crucial, especially for that Engaged AF crowd?
Well, think about it. The Engaged AF audience is all about community collaboration, supporting people who are doing things differently. So for a photographer who aligns with that brand, building strong relationships with other vendors is going to be super important.
It's like assembling that dream team of wedding professionals, all sharing the same values and vision. And that's going to be a huge selling point for those couples who are looking for a unique, unforgettable wedding experience.
Absolutely. And it's about more than just referrals, too. It's about creating a network of trusted professionals who can support each other, bounce ideas off each other, collaborate on projects that push the boundaries of what's possible in the wedding world.
And that's something that the Engaged AF audience would totally get. They're all about finding those hidden gems, the vendors who are doing things differently, bringing something fresh to the table.
Exactly. It's about creating a community of like-minded individuals who are all passionate about creating those authentic, meaningful, and just unforgettable wedding experiences.
Speaking of authentic, let's circle back to Shoot Dude Edit's advice about blogging. I know it can seem a little old school in the age of, you know, TikTok and Instagram, but I think there's something really powerful about blogging, especially for someone like our Engaged AF host.
Oh, I completely agree. Blogging lets you go way beyond those quick little snippets of content and really connect with your audience on a deeper level.
It's an opportunity to share your expertise, tell stories, showcase your personality, and start building trust with potential clients.
And it's a great way to establish yourself as a thought leader in the industry. You know, when couples are looking for a wedding photographer, they want someone who knows what they're doing, someone they can trust to capture their special day in a way that's beautiful and meaningful.
And for the Engaged AF host, who's all about breaking the mold, challenging those old traditions, blogging can be a platform to share their unique perspective on weddings and encourage couples to create a celebration that truly reflects who they are.
Exactly. It's about being a voice for the couples who are looking for something different, something that breaks free from all those tired old wedding cliches.
And it's not just about attracting couples. Blogging can also be a great way to connect with other vendors, build relationships, establish yourself as a valuable part of that wedding community.
It's a total win-win. You're building your brand, showcasing your expertise, and connecting with potential clients and collaborators all at the same time. And don't forget about those SEO benefits. A well-written blog can help you rank higher in those search results, making it easier for couples to find you online when they're looking for a photographer in their area.
So it's about finding that sweet spot between being authentic and being informative and being strategic.
Exactly. It's about creating content that's valuable and engaging content that draws people in and makes them want to know more about you and what you do.
Okay, we have covered a lot of ground here. Specialization, diversification, client experience, vendor relationships, AI, the power of blogging. Anything else we need to hit before we wrap things up?
Well, there was one more theme that really stood out in the sources, and I think it's particularly relevant for someone like the engaged AF host who's always pushing boundaries and redefining traditions.
Okay, I'm all ears.
It's the idea of adaptability. The world of photography, like the world of weddings, is constantly evolving. New technologies, new trends, new client expectations are always popping up.
So true. We've already seen it with the rise of social media and now with AI. What's the key to staying ahead of the curve and staying relevant in such a fast-paced industry?
The key is to be flexible, to be open to new ideas, and to see change as a chance to grow. It's about staying curious, always learning, and never being afraid to experiment.
I love that. It's not about holding on to those old ways of doing things. It's about finding those creative ways to adapt and evolve while still staying true to your core values and your unique brand.
Exactly. And I think that's a perfect way to transition into our final thoughts on this deep dive.
Okay, I'm ready for the grand finale. What's that one provocative thought we can leave our engaged AF host with? Something that wasn't directly stated in those sources, but that builds on all of this awesome stuff we've talked about.
Well, we talked about how the engaged AF host could use AI to personalize their client experience, create unique art pieces, even make those cool videos. But what if they went a step further and helped their couples incorporate emerging tech into their actual weddings?
Well, hold on. You're talking about bringing AI to the wedding ceremony, the reception, the whole shebang.
Exactly. Think about it. The engaged AF audience is all about bold self-expression, right?
Right.
What could be bolder than using cutting-edge technology to create a truly unforgettable wedding experience?
Okay, my mind is officially blown. Give me some examples. How could they actually pull this off?
Well, one idea that pops into my head is AI-generated art. Like, imagine projecting these custom-designed visuals onto the walls at the reception venue, creating this immersive art experience that's completely unique to that couple.
That's so cool. It's like turning the whole space into a living, breathing piece of art.
Right. Or what about personalized video experiences? We've all seen those photo booths where guests can take silly pictures.
Oh, yeah. Those are always a hit.
But what if you took it a step further? What if guests could step into a booth and record messages for the couple, and then AI could use those messages to create a personalized video montage that's played at the reception?
Oh, that'd be so heartwarming. It's like capturing all those well wishes and congratulations in a way that's modern and timeless all at once.
Exactly. And it's just scratching the surface. The possibilities are seriously endless when you start brainstorming ways to integrate technology in a way that really enhances the human experience of a wedding.
This is incredible. I can already see it. Our engaged AF podcast host becomes the go-to person for couples who want to have a truly unique and tech-forward wedding.
Right. They could even create a whole new segment on their podcast dedicated to exploring these ideas, interview tech experts, and share inspiration with their listeners.
Ooh, that is such a good idea. And who knows, maybe they could even team up with wedding vendors who are already specializing in those tech-driven experiences.
Exactly. The possibilities are truly endless. And that's what makes it so exciting. It's all about being open to new ideas, embracing change, and using your platform to inspire other people.
So to all our awesome engaged AF podcast hosts out there, we challenge you to think big, be bold, and let your creativity run wild. Who knows what amazing collaborations could come from this deep dive?
And don't forget to share your thoughts and ideas with your listeners. They are a goldmine of knowledge and inspiration, and together, you can create something truly incredible.
And that's a wrap on today's deep dive. We hope you enjoyed exploring the world of wedding photography entrepreneurship and all the exciting potential of AI. Until next time, keep diving deep and keep those creative sparks flying.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.